John Donne was an English poet, noted as the first and one of the finest metaphysical poets. The paradoxical human union of spirit and matter was a recurring theme. Perhaps the one single quality that defines mysticism is the idea of oneness, which John Donne expresses so poignantly in this poem written in the early years of the 17th century. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. This idea of unity consciousness and the oneness of humanity is omnipresent in all of the sacred literature as far back as the ancient Upanishads. Ancient mystical wisdom tells us that in the Garden of the Mystics, distinctions such as I, you, he, she, and they do not exist. John Donne is expressing essentially the same thought, no man is an island, in the first line of this very famous poem. In order to reach a higher state of awareness and bliss in our lives, we must understand the truth of that first line. That can only happen when our ego mind gets the message. Our ego mind insists that we are separate from others and defined by where our boundaries stop and others start. Similarly, these ego minds tell us that we are separate from our environment and that we are here to sort of push it around as we desire. Yet mystical teachers and poets are always reminding us of our connectedness and the oneness of everything and everyone. We must look beneath the surface and beyond appearances in order to grasp the unity consciousness they speak of. As we look at our body, it does appear to be a separate organism, but a closer look reveals a multitude of organs and rivers of fluids containing zillions of life forms with even more zillions of invisible bacteria all working together to form this body. To rephrase John Donne's enduring contribution, no cell is an island entire of itself. Every cell is a piece of the body, a part of the main. If a life form be contaminated, the whole is the less. Any cell's illness or death diminishes me, because I am involved in the whole body. When you see yourself as connected to everyone, you immediately cease your judgment of the other and see that person connected via invisible threads, just as your ankles and your elbows share the same unseen life force. Therefore, compassion becomes an automatic reaction to everyone. You see all of humanity as one undivided and indivisible family. Once you can view all others as family members rather than competitors or traitors, you will reach out with love rather than with a weapon of defense or destruction. There was a time when I tended to view panhandlers holding up cardboard signs pleading for money with contempt, often saying to myself or anyone within earshot, "Why don't they go out and work for their money like I do?" Now I remind myself that in some mysterious and, yes, mystical way, I am connected to that person. Their poverty, uncleanliness, and ill health diminishes all of us, myself included. I send them a silent blessing and vow to do more to end such conditions on the planet, and most important, I feel more compassionate and loving in my heart. I am reminded how we all need each other and that our connections are much greater than the mere tribal connections of our immediate genetic families.